Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Job, chapter 22 and verse 27. And Job writes, "Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows." My dear brothers and sisters, when God makes a promise to us, we have every right to expect Him to keep it. And when we make God a promise, He has every right to expect us to keep it, isn't it? Right? And it so beautifully says in verse 27 and 28 that you will make a prayer to Him and He will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. This scripture could be your doorway to blessing and a key to the breakthrough you have been praying for. Go back and revisit the promises you have made to God. Why I say so? Because He wants you to feel confident towards Him. Right? The Bible says in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 21 and 22, very beautifully Apostle John writes, and he says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Hallelujah. So, no more excuses. Accept responsibility for what you are and what you can become. And I always encourage people to pray, right? Dare to pray something different, okay? And a prayer could be very beautifully written by an unknown author. He says, "Disturb me, Lord, when my dreams come true, only because I dreamed too small. Disturb me when I arrive safely, only because I sailed too close to the shore. Disturb me when the things I have gained, because it has caused me to lose my thirst for more of you. Disturb me when I have acquired success, only to lose my desire for excellence. Disturb me when I give you up too soon and settle too far short of the goals you have set for my life." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, in order to go forward, you may have to go back and make things right between you and the Lord. If so, do it, because it will bring you back to that place of open heavens that you desire to walk under. And I pray that you will always walk under the open heavens of God over your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this time that you have given to us, that we can come close to you. We can behold the glory of the living God, that we can draw nigh unto you, honor you through our lives. Today, Lord Father, I pray that you open our eyes of our understanding. Help us to comprehend the promises of God, and not only to comprehend, but to appropriate the promises of God. And not only that, Lord, the covenants that you have made are yes and amen for us. And Lord, the covenants that we have made to you, I pray that we will be able to fulfill them and to keep them and to keep our word unto you. Lord, that's what we pray. That's what we ask of you. Grant us that courage. Grant us that integrity of our heart to, Lord, fulfill every vow that we have made unto you, that your name will be glorified. Today, Lord, as your people and your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours, and honor them. Oh Father, I thank you. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I take authority over that sickness and I command that sickness get out and enter into that body again no more. For your word tells Jesus, by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and the dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.